All right, so we're over here in Building 32, the Exchange Unified Communications Building, and I came over today because we've got Terry Gold here from Gold Systems. So, Terry, tell me a little bit about yourself and Gold Systems.
Well, I'm a developer at heart, but I'm an entrepreneur and CEO of Gold Systems. We've been in business 20 years now doing IVR and speech applications, but since getting involved with Microsoft about 7 years ago, things have really expanded. Now we're doing the whole unified communications thing.
And what did speech look like 20 years ago?
Well, 20 years ago, we didn't even have speech. It was touch tone.
Yeah.
So press one for sales and two for service.
Oh, people love that.
Oh, some, but most hated it.
Yeah.
And it was a long time ago. I'm glad we're past that now.
So tell me, what is IVR? For those who don't know.
Well, everybody's encountered it. It stands for Interactive Voice Response. So if you've ever called 1-800-MICROSOFT or 1-800-4-MY-XBOX, that's IVR, and it's also our applications that we wrote for Microsoft, and they're running on Venetic 7 Voice.
So tell us a little bit about more about Gold Systems and working with IVR.
Okay. Well, we took a different approach from our competitors 20 years ago, and that was that we should really make it easy for the caller to get through the system and get the information they need. It's very complex and tough to develop. And in the old days of IVR, these systems were super expensive and they were proprietary and they were hard to work on. And that's radically changed now.
So can you give us an example of what IVR looks like today?
Well, what it looks like today is, in large part because of Microsoft, the price of the systems have plummeted.
Mm-hmm.
So Microsoft with Link and our product, Venetic 7 Voice, would be half the price of a typical IVR system today.
Today, and what would it compare to 20 years ago or
people
in the past?
Would never have imagined that we could do it this cheap. Only the very biggest companies with the largest call volumes could afford them in the past. Now even smaller companies can afford them.
And so where would I find an IVR system? Would it be like calling Microsoft or calling Xbox for support?
Yeah, just call 1-800-MICROSOFT. That's an example of an IVR speech system. And even that, these types of applications are about to evolve once again in a pretty big way.
And how is that?
Well, I can just show you if you want.
Let's do it.
So when you call an IVR, you have an interaction, and at some point you might say operator or the system can't help you and you go to a person. But it really is about getting you to the right person, mm-hmm. not just a person. So the demo I'm going to do here is an example of somebody calling a tech support line, and they have an open trouble ticket, and it's escalated, it's high priority, and they need an answer here. So I'm going to call the system, and on my desktop in a moment, I'll be the agent who answers the call.
You have reached the Gold Systems Phonetic 7 technical support line. Are you calling about the open support ticket associated with your telephone number?
Yes.
This issue has been escalated for special handling. Let me see if the person you last spoke with is available.
So it recognized who I am and that I have an issue, and now it's escalating the problem to an agent.
So you get a little toast there.
I get a toast there.
You've got a call.
And this is part of Link that we've added into it. And I'm going to play the agent. So when I hit return, we're going to take that text and speak it to the caller.
Okay.
The agent handling your support ticket is unable to take your call, but they have the following message for you. They say,
I am doing a demo right now, but I will call you back on your mobile phone.
Okay, now a real agent wouldn't say I'm doing a demo.
Yeah.
They'd say I'm on a call with another customer, but I've got the information from engineering. I need to solve your problem, and I'll call you back. So as a caller, you're like, wow, that was cool. And you go about your business rather than sitting in queue listening to Muzak, and getting to the wrong person every time.
So this is based on .NET and Link?
Yeah, our product, Venetic 7 Voice, is written, well, with a lot of Microsoft technology. So .NET, it interfaces to Link. We've used Silverlight. We even have a Windows Phone client. SQL Server, and there's probably three or four others I'm forgetting.
So leveraging .NET and Link, that probably that's a good head start for you. How much time does that save in development?
Well, it is. It's huge. I mean, first of all, communications was so proprietary and closed that it was just, companies spent millions of dollars building communication systems. Mm-hmm. Now I can go download the tools I need off of Microsoft.com and get started with it. So as a developer, yeah, starting out in .NET, that really helps me. I can go to a bookstore and get a book on it and get examples on the web. Couldn't do that in the old days of PBXs.
Yeah, and so this abstracts the hardware from it too. So now all you have to worry about is the software and not the hardware infrastructure.
Well, and hardware, there's really just servers underneath and maybe some telephony gateways, mm-hmm. but there is no now expensive proprietary hardware underneath.
So you mentioned you're using Silverlight
yeah.
and have some Windows Phone integration. Tell uh-huh. us a little bit more about that.
Okay, and I can show you some of that. So Silverlight, we wanted a nice looking interface for uh-huh. our applications. The IVRs of today kind of look like the IVRs of 10 or 20 years ago. And so Silverlight's a good choice for that. I mean, for instance, I'll go over here to my reporting page, and we get these nice graphics that are you can do so much with easily in Silverlight. But also because we're doing it in Silverlight, we can go to the Windows Phone. And I've got the emulator running here on my laptop. And I can do all the things on the phone that I can do on my desktop. So if I'm a contact center manager, let's say, and I decide to take an application out of service, I could do that from my phone as opposed to being chained to my desk. Okay? So really nice looking interface, get some code reused, easy to use, big installed base out there, so we can go and find example code pretty easily. It really made a difference in how we do development.
So tell me how someone would write an application with this.
Okay. Well, let me tell you how they used to write it. They used to write it with a text editor writing voice XML, or they had some kind of GUI tool that kind of constrained the engineers into what some product manager thought they ought to be able to do. And as a company that writes all these applications, that just wasn't working for us. So again, we used Microsoft technology and created our own environment. At the very beginning of a project, we're going to talk to you and figure out how you want the call to flow, how do we answer the call, where does it go. And we always wrote this in Visio. I've got one on the screen here. You know, answer the call, ask some questions, handle the results. And then, in the old days, we would print this out and hand it to an engineer who would start typing it in with a few introduced bugs along the way. What we did is we've extended Visio. So we have our own toolbar here now. And so after the designer gets this into Visio, I can say, generate the code. And I can choose a couple of targets. Like I said, we can go to TellMe or Link or Speech Server. And I just hit Generate and get what looks like an error, but it's not. It's just telling me that I don't have any grammars defined. But that's okay. I didn't need to define any grammars. And before I could even finish telling you what's going on, it's done generating all the code for this application. And just to show that I really did that, I'm going to go in here. And we'll just pick this one to look at. And this is actually the voice XML that got generated just then. We can generate voice XML as well as managed code. We can deploy on the old speech server, Link, and TellMe. So now we have the designer who is the expert in human factors. They're figuring out how to say things so that we'll get you to say what we can recognize.
Yeah.
But then we have another tool that's for the developers. Where they can go really deep. So in the old days, you picked one or the other. You're either writing code with a text editor or you were using some GUI that kept you from doing the really hard stuff. We get to do both now. You know, the old days of telecom, it was just too hard for developers like Gold Systems to go out and connect to those phone systems. They were afraid we'd break it. But Link is a very open product where there's a programmer's SDK called UCMA that we can write to. And we can do so many cool things. We can launch calls. We can do IMs like you saw in this demo. We could create a video call. We can check people's presence to see if they're available. We wrote our product, Venetic 7 Voice, to kind of fill in the gaps to make Link a true IVR platform. But another Microsoft technology is TellMe. That's your cloud-based IVR and speech platform. The same applications here will run there, and at a touch of a button, we can move them from the premises to the cloud.
Nice.
And that's just because, you know, the technology scales from the smallest deployments to the largest.
So if you've bitten off more than you can chew, you can move that to the cloud and have the infinite scale that comes with that.
Right. I mean, we all know that's where this is going, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's some companies who are still thinking, I'm not sure. I want to keep it on the premises for now. But if they use anything but what we're doing here, they're going to have to rewrite it when they go to the cloud.
Yeah.
Whereas with this, we write it once on Venetic 7 voice, and then when they're ready, we push the button and move them up to TellMe. And we think that's just a great story for customers. It's
Absolutely.
Certainly resonating so far.
Very nice. So where do people go for more information on this?
Our website is goldsys.com, goldsys.com, and happy to talk to people about it.
Excellent. Well, thanks for talking to us today.
Okay. Thanks.